Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Romans chapters 10 to 12. Do we have a burden for our people who are perishing? We read in Romans chapter 10 verses 1 to 4 the words of Apostle Paul. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. In the above verses, Apostle Paul reiterates his heart's desire, prayer, and his own assessment regarding his own kinsmen, the Jewish people of Israel. His overwhelming desire was that his people would embrace a Messiah he had encountered. Even though in every city his fellow Jews had rejected him and the Christ he preached. We are aware that through Abraham, Israel became God's chosen people. This covenant relationship was confirmed at Mount Sinai when the nation of Israel promised to perform all the words which the Lord had said. When the people of Israel later broke their side of the agreement, they were called by their leaders to renew the covenant. However, God never breaks his promises, and throughout Israel's history, he has always lived up to his side of the covenant. God's oath to raise up believing children to Abraham remains an everlasting covenant. That's why Paul can affirm that God has not cast away his people, and his heart was still longing for their salvation. In the book of Romans, salvation refers to the work of God in the believer that continues after justification. It is deliverance from God's wrath that Israel was still under. Paul's deep desire and prayer is that Israel may be justified and saved from this wrath. Even though he was an apostle to the Gentiles, Paul took no satisfaction to Israel's rejection of God. And he toiled hard that by any means he may provoke to jealousy those who are his flesh and save some of them. Romans chapter 11 verse 14. Israel had a zeal for God. Outwardly they were very religious, but they lacked a correct understanding of the kind of worship God wanted from them. They were ignorant of God's righteousness, ignorant of the fact that God imputes righteousness on the principle of faith and not of works. They were about trying to produce a righteousness of their own by law keeping. They tried to win God's favor by their own efforts, their own character, and their own good works. They steadfastly refused to submit to God's plan for reckoning righteousness those ungodly sinners who believed his son Jesus Christ. However, God's righteousness, that is right standing with him, comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Thus, Paul's teachings were distasteful to the unconverted Jews, and they considered him a traitor and an enemy of Israel. But here he assures his Christian brethren to whom he was writing that the thing that would bring the greatest delight in his heart and the thing for which he prays to God most earnestly for Israel was that they may be saved. Despite Paul's broken heart and God's outstretched hands, many in Israel did not believe, but many Gentiles did believe through Paul's ministry, and God saved them. Let us honestly ask ourselves this question. Do we have a real burden for our people who are perishing daily as they have no saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? We know that Esther and Mordecai had a real burden for their Jewish brethren who would be annihilated by the decree of the king, and they fasted completely for 3 days and three nights. Due to their untiring efforts, the Jewish people were spared from a sure death. Let us pray today that God will give us also a burden for our own kith and kin, that they may be spared from eternal death and witness to them about God's desire for them to be saved. We hear the words of wisdom from Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 like this. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance.